Welcome to Motivational Monday. God's blessings upon your life as you take a listen here. And again, hopefully be a little more motivated for all that God is doing in and through you. Well, today I want to talk about one thing, and that is go and play. Go and play. How many of you woke up to play today? And if you didn't wake up to play, why not? Are you too busy? Too serious? In the words of one Southerner, too doggone serious? We got to get up and go and play. Play is instrumental in all of our lives. And through play, yeah, there might be some aches and pains of some kind that emerge, but there will also, I promise, be love and laughter. And the way that I think about this is, remember, God chose not to come into the world as an adult. No, God came into the world as a vulnerable and innocent baby, a child. And Jesus got to grow up as a child. Jesus had ample opportunity to be the kid that God created Jesus to be. And yes, he taught in the temple, but we would know there would be a whole lot of stories, if documented and written down, about all the time that Jesus played, giggled, laughed, enjoyed time outdoors as a child. Remember, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, for to such as these belong the kingdom of God." Yes, let the little children come to me. I think Jesus had a childlike heart, a heart that resonated with the hurts and hopes of kids. And yes, kids can be vulnerable. A lot of the hurts and hopes that rest upon children, whether that be hunger, lack of a safe home or security in a home, lack of a loving adult in their life, we can engage and do something about that. We can be asset builders, lovers of kids who truly meet their hurts and hopes and give them life-giving, loving, play-filled relationship. I know my kids inspire me to do that. Well, Leonard Sweet wrote a certificate for himself, in reminding himself to be a child. And it says that this certificate is for this person who is now a lifetime member in good standing in the society of childlike persons. And being in the society of childlike persons, which I'm encouraging you today to try on, if you're not trying it on, please make a good attempt. But here's what this qualifies you to do: to walk in the rain and jump in mud puddles, to collect rainbows and smell flowers, to blow bubbles, to stop along the way, to build sand castles, to watch the moon and the stars come out, and to say hello to everyone, to go barefoot, to go on adventures, to sing in the shower, to have a merry heart, to read children's books, to get silly, to take bubble baths, to get new sneakers, to hold hands and hug and kiss and dance, to fly kites, to laugh and cry for the health of it, to wander around, to feel scared and sad and mad and happy, the bundle of emotions all at the same time, to give up worrying and guilt and shame, to stay innocent, to say yes and no and the magic words, to ask lots of questions, to ride bicycles, to draw and paint, to see things differently, to fall down and get up again, to talk with animals, to look at the sky, to trust the universe, to stay up late, to climb trees, to take naps, to do nothing, to daydream, to play with toys, to play under the covers, to have pillow fights, to learn new stuff, to get excited about everything, to be a clown, to enjoy having a body, to listen to music, to find out how things work, to make up new rules, to tell stories, to save the world, to make friends with other kids on the block, to do anything else that brings more happiness, to celebrate, relax, communicate, love, create, to enjoy health, joy, pleasure, abundance of grace and self-esteem, to enjoy courage, balance, spontaneity, passion, beauty, peace, and life energy. Furthermore, the above-named member is hereby officially authorized to frequent beaches, meadows, mountaintops, swimming pools, forests, playgrounds, picnic areas, summer camps, birthday parties, circuses, cookie shops, ice cream parlors, theaters, aquariums, zoos, museums, planetariums, toy stores, festivals, and other places where children of all ages come to play, and is always encouraged to remember the motto of the Society of Childlike Persons. Are you ready for the motto? It's never too late to have a happy childhood. Ah, is that not a classic for us to remember? Well, write down some of those things that help you to be a child, to play like a child, to dance in the dance of living with that childlike heart. And always remember, as you do that, this is a world of fun. This is a faith, a relationship in God that is fun. One of the images that I love is the image of the laughing Jesus, surrounded by children, bursting out in laughter. And I think Jesus had a whole lot of fun with his childlike heart as he sometimes chided and cajoled, as he told parables that absolutely made no sense. Instead of everyone being sullen and serious, I think there were times it was like dinner theater, people busting out loud in laughter. You want me to do what? The kingdom of God is like a camel that's going to go through the eye of a needle. Say what? The prodigal son did what? And people just able to laugh. And then through their laughter, to see themselves within God's story. I'll close with this. Recently went on a family vacation and did so many of these things that's in this certificate that I just read about. Staying up until midnight so we could go out with no city lights in the middle of South Dakota and to see the Milky Way and to watch shooting stars, of which that night there were hundreds of those happening, meteors flying through the sky, and we got to see all of that. And the kids just amazed, riding on the four-wheeler through cornfields and on the edges of fields and swimming for hours on end with no time out of which to get out of the pool, just going with the flow, waiting until the energy had left their bodies to say, okay, now's the time to end play, instead of always being on a schedule. But as we did that, again, our hearts were being renewed, our relationships were being renewed, instead of being so serious, just living within the fun and the laughter. And that is good. That is so good for the soul. And so I'm praying today that your soul can be renewed as you join the Society of Childlike Persons, taking the time to live, love, and play. All right. Well, God be with you as you do that. Until next time, good day.